My name is Ed Latour. Once a week, I gather a panel of three people and challenge them to an imagination game. They are presented with a familiar character, show, or setting, told to break it down to the bare essentials, and are given 30 minutes to reimagine their subject. We then bring them back and have them present their reimagined ideas as a 5-minute pitch. The limits of the pitch are only constrained by their imaginations. Audience votes determine the winner of our game. What are the stakes? The winner gets first dibs at everything. The loser sings on air. Three panelists, one subject, 30 minutes, no warning. This is Megamix. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is an all-girls episode of the show. In the spirit of Megamix, I'm going to let the panelists introduce themselves, starting with one of our new panelists, Rosio.
Hey, guys. My name is Rosio Fernandez. I don't know, there's not really much to me, but I want to create a zombie virus one day and hopefully kill half the world.
And she actually has the qualifications to do it, as she is a actual mad scientist. Next up, returning panelist, Christelle.
Hey, I'm Christelle, Chrissy for short. I don't really know what I want to be known for, I don't know.
Well, not knowing is a defining feature in and of itself. And also joining us for the first time is Elizabeth Stonehill. Say hi to the people, Liz.
Hi, please call me Liz, not Elizabeth. Only my mother calls me that when she's mad. I guess I would like to be known for my obscurity. How's that for a new twist?
Not to mention that she is one of the people who got me into a certain fandom that I won't name out of sake of both of our dignities.
Oh, please, honey, I write fan fiction. Still.
And that's why you're perfect for the show. Now, as voting is still going on for the boys' half, I'm going by early preliminary votes. Based on that, there's no winner to announce this week. And now, it's time to get on to our subject for the day. This character, created by Shigeru Miyamoto, first appeared in 1984. He is the titular hero of his game. He is known for puzzles, platforms, barrels, and all sorts of gobbledygook. The first game that bore his name, and as was with him as a main character, involved him rescuing a very important person in his life from a very evil person. Later games would introduce younger friends, mounts, and all sorts of unique and colorful characters in his own world. A very successful game franchise came from him, and he is considered one of Nintendo's most defining characters. Ladies, today's character is Donkey Kong.
Nice.
I'm gonna see that.
Based on what little we know, Donkey Kong is the first genre of mostly single-screen platform action puzzle types, featuring Donkey Kong as the opponent against Mario in an industrial construction setting. The original Donkey Kong was the first appearance of Mario, known by then as Jumpman. This game was then followed up by Donkey Kong Jr., which had the Donkey Kong we all know and love saving his father from Mario. It would then be reinvigorated in the 1990s as Donkey Kong Country, with games including characters like Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong against characters King K. Rool. What we're focusing on this week, however, is the meat and potatoes of it, Donkey Kong himself.
Breaking down.
What makes Donkey Kong Donkey Kong?
What makes Donkey Kong Donkey Kong? Hard.
Yeah. He is very much an iconic character. He was created specifically for one instance, and then he just sort of took off.
Well, that's how a lot of characters make their appearances, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but some are created with the intention of being, you know, a longer-term character with a history and a timeline and a series attached to them. Somehow, I don't think that was originally the intention. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. Well, the game did bear his name originally, and it does predate Mario by 4 years.
Yeah.
though they did appear in the game together.
Yeah.
Let's try to settle on one thing. Do we want the original Donkey Kong that was the villain of the first game who kidnapped Mario's then-girlfriend Roxy? Or do we want to settle on his more famous heroic son, Donkey Kong Jr.?
I'm open to ideas, guys.
I mean, I guess it makes more sense to go with the heroic part since his, you know, role as a villain wasn't really expanded on because it seemed like more of a game to expose Mario rather than Donkey Kong. It probably makes more sense to use him in his heroic sense, considering that was what was more expanded on, and that's what, you know, fans and players and stuff came to see him as.
And Rosia, what do you think?
I'm pretty lost on Donkey Kong. I don't know much about Donkey Kong, to be honest.
Well, giant monkey, pounds the ground, rides barrels. In Super Smash Bros., he, you know, beats his chest and tosses people around.
And I can't even stand Super Smash Bros. I am not about that life.
God, it reminds me of an ambulance corps meeting. I kind of like the idea of actually trying to hype up the original Donkey Kong because precisely because he is so understated and he is a villain, you know, it's an interesting twist to me.
Shigeru Miyamoto came up with the name Donkey Kong almost by an accident. He took credit in the name when he took words that he thought meant stubborn monkey. Based on, of course, the donkey and the movie King Kong.
Works.
It works.
Wow.
So, one side says she wants to focus on the character as a villain. Another wants to focus on him as a hero.
I'm open to anything. It doesn't, you know, only because I've grown up really knowing him as a hero. I just figured, you know, if we go with that, since that's what everybody knows, but trying to expand on his villain part. I mean, that might be interesting. There could be a whole backstory as to why he kidnapped Roxy.
Very true. The things, of course, does he have to be a gorilla? Does he have to maintain the same aesthetic?
I mean, I suppose so. I mean, if we completely changed his aesthetic, you know.
He's not himself anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows him as this big gorilla, evil or good. I mean, that's like, you know, Michael Bay turning the turtles into aliens. Not many happy people there.
No, there weren't.
Let's not mention him.
How in the world are you going to associate that with the Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. I could see Michael Bay doing a Donkey Kong movie before I could see him doing Ninja Turtles.
All the barrels he throws just explode.
Oh, yeah, you better believe.
And that brings up a very interesting possibility. Donkey Kong as a ninja, as a Michael Bay type movie.
Oh my god, that would actually kind of be hilarious. I would go to see that.
It'd be like Planet of the Apes, Michael Bay style.
Pretty much.
Caesar gets all angry and starts, you know, setting grenades and Molotovs. And I'm just going off on a tangent right now. I need to stop. Someone stop me.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I'm thinking this could work.
Tangents are good. Tangents are how creativity happens.
Does anybody have Michael Bay's number? I got to call him with this one. He wouldn't get royalties. Okay, so Donkey Kong. I'm sorry, we're getting...
Another interesting thing is the fact that he appeared on television the first time in the Saturday Supercade.
Get out of here.
And Donkey Kong, voiced by Super Sales, has escaped from the circus. And Mario, voiced by Optimus Prime, Peter Cullen.
Wait, Mario was voiced by the voice of Optimus Prime?
And Pauline, voiced by Judy Strangis, are chasing the ape.
Wow.
Oh, hi.
What a switch up that is. Wait, which animated show? Super K?
Saturday Supercade.
What? God.
Like, see, you said Super Mario, so, like, I'm thinking of, the Super Mario show, where they had that really awful rap in the beginning.
Oh, my God, the live-action one.
Yes.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, started off live-action, like, you know, with the Mario Brothers and stuff.
Now, try to imagine what a Donkey Kong rap would be like. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we have to let go of Rosio. I'm sorry. So that brings us down to two panelists.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful show, though.
Thank you.
Good luck, be well.
Trying not to destroy Donkey Kong utterly. So, are we going with Donkey Kong as a good guy, or are we going with him as bad guy?
That's up for you. It's your pitch.
I mean, you know what they say. A villain is only a villain unless you know their backstory. I mean, look at the Maleficent movie.
Which I'd like to see. I have yet to see that.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. You have to go see it. Like, I don't want to blow anything up for you, but Maleficent is my favorite Disney villain of all time.
Yeah.
And, like, she's amazing. But, like, the way that they illustrate her is just incredible.
Yeah.
Like, her backstory is incredible. You really have to see it.
Oh, I want to.
Like, I went so crazy, I even bought the Mac collection that came out for it. I was like, shh.
Ooh.
However, as you said, each of you can do Donkey Kong as you see fit. I'm only opening up possibilities for you.
Okay.
That means you can do him as a hero, or you can do him as a villain.
Ah.
It is for you to come up with.
Oh, okay. So then that gives us free range.
Nice.
It also means that you can include anybody from his rather prolific character log, including characters like Diddy Kong, Dixie Kong, Mario, Roxanne.
You don't have to put out the red, sorry.
His father, Cranky Kong, and more.
The list goes on.
Including characters like Funky Kong, apparently, Funky. Wrinkly Kong, and Swanky Kong.
These are real things?
These are characters in the Donkey Kong franchise.
See, I didn't really play the Donkey Kong games because I'm more of a Super Mario gal.
Yeah.
So, like, I see Donkey Kong and I just think, you know, a big gorilla in a tie. A monogram tie. Like, in case you forgot what my name is, it's Yama. So, you know, like, it's not that he's obscure. There's plenty of people who like Donkey Kong. I'm just not one of those people. So I have to do... I guess I'd have to do some research.
Yeah, same here.
And that reminds me, into the chat, I linked the main Wikipedia article about Donkey Kong, which you can peruse at your own leisure.
Ah, I got it. Because I can figure out how to use the stupid Skype. I just got a new toy. It's a Windows 8 machine, and I haven't quite figured out all the toy parts of it yet.
Ooh, Windows 8.
Oh, look at that. Hi.
Now, do you think we need a little more time to flesh out this character, or do you think that you have enough?
Hmm. Well, I mean, you gave us the link, so I guess we could do a little... I mean, I'll do my best with what we got here.
Do you want to take some more time to talk it out, or do you want to do it on your own? That's what I'm asking.
I think I got it. I think I have enough to try and figure out what I want.
So you're good to go?
Yeah.
I still have no clue what the heck I'm doing, but I'm going to go for it.
That's the spirit of this show, not having a clue what you're doing.
Are you kidding? That's the story of my life. Okay. So does it matter? Like, should we both do, like, hero or villain, or we can each one do one, or does it matter, or?
We can do that.
You guys have 5 minutes to do your pitch. Well, we have the extra time, so, considering there would be maybe no singing.
Let's hope not, because I'm not in the proper state for singing.
That makes it better.
See, it makes it better because I'm more willing to actually go out and sing. Like I'm in a mood right now where I'm about to break out in show tunes. You don't understand.
Ooh, what show tunes? Edwin's probably crying now. He's like, oh god, they started with the show tunes.
And with that little bit of insanity, it's time. I'm going to send you off to our patented Mega Mix isolation chambers. You have 30 minutes on the clock. Good luck. Godspeed. May God have mercy on your souls.
Mixing in progress.
Ha 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 chefplus.com.
Mixing complete.
All right, welcome back. Pencils down, heads up, eyes forward. How'd you do, guys?
Decent, I guess.
Liz, Liz?
Woohoo!
The laugh says it all.
I still have no clue what I'm doing.
None of us do.
But I think I went off on a tangent. I think I went off on a tangent. I know I'm not done, but, like, what I have here, like, people might be like, WTF.
It happens. Also,
I started writing a whole new backstory for him, then I discovered they had one. I'm very sad.
Hey, no, having a whole new backstory is important. That's the point of reimagining. Now, as we had a vacancy, and in the spirit of making sure that we had an all-girl cast, here comes a new challenger, ladies and gentlemen, Yamil!
Hi!
Hi, baby!
How you doing?
I'm doing good, how you doing?
Yeah, he only called me that because he knows I'm part magical girl.
Now, Yamil is, of course, joining us through the halfway point, which makes him a very good person. But as you know on the show, we have a slight tradition. The person that joins halfway through plays the penalty game.
That is BS.
That is not BS. And
I won last time.
I had to sing the
puck
I saw the last time.
Well, that's why you're going to sing something that you have a lot of joy with.
Okay.
In the spirit of last episode, I'm not even going to sing your lyrics because you're singing the Gem theme song.
Oh, yeah. I know that by heart. I was born with those lyrics in my blood.
I was born before those lyrics.
Let's just take, let's say, about a minute or two and let Yamil have a round before we move on to our pitches. Because embarrassing someone right off the bat is how we do things here.
So I should start singing?
You should start singing, yes.
I need some background music, though.
Let us make that happen, then. But I thought you had it memorized.
I have it memorized, but I need some background music.
What's the song?
The Gem theme song.
Oh my god, see, I only know the chorus.
If you want, you can join
which theme song, by the way, because there was more than one.
That's true.
Oh, the first
probably the most notable one.
I know
it's
all
like,
of them,
true.
But the first one is the best one.
Like, I know why Gem was outrageous. She was a man. Just saying.
No,
I
you're
thought
confusing
that, was
that with another internet personality.
Chris Chan. All right, Yamil. I have provided you with some background music.
1 second. I'm
no,
ready.
No, you have to do it now.
Gem is excitement. Ooh, Gem. Gem is adventure. Glamour and glitter, fashion and fame. Gem is
And I think we can all
that
agree
was
after
awesome.
Hearing that, we're all the losers.
Is it wrong, though, that while he was singing, I was kind of doing like, oh, snap, snap, snap?
Yes, it was very wrong.
Oh, look, I have a feeling.
Oh, my God.
Because I totally wasn't, you know, dancing or lip syncing or anything. Totally.
With the giggles still well underway, let's get on to our pitches. Starting with our new guest and still current champion, Yamil.
Ready?
Five minutes on the clock. Go.
Okay, so my pitch takes place in a scientific lab where we have Pauline. She's a head scientist, and she has a set of monkeys which she works with all named Donkey, Candy, and Dee Dee. and a whole bunch of other monkeys, which I will not go on because the list is so grand. She is basically working with these monkeys to help create antibodies for diseases which are very hard on humans, which she believes that the monkeys are the key to helping people with diseases. She happens to come upon a strain of a disease called the K-Rule virus, which unfortunately has some really bad side effects. During a test on a patient, the patient becomes rabid and zombie-like. Soon starts wreaking havoc across the lab. Pauline has no choice but to lock herself in the caging area with the monkeys. What she doesn't know is that when she injected the monkeys with this virus, it made them more human-like as far as thinking and stuff. So she basically, the monkeys begin to talk to her and tell her that, you know, she's always taken care of them and she's never harmed them, even though they now understand the capabilities of what she was doing. She was trying to help humanity. So they basically took mercy on her and wanted to help her. So you have all these monkeys going around basically destroying these zombies in this apocalyptic world, throwing barrels at them, riding rhinos, swordfishes, ostriches throughout the land, and basically gathering bananas and trying to help Pauline while she saves humanity by trying to find a cure.
-3 points for saying fishes, and they're not monkeys, they are primates. Are the very good job.
Sword.
Now moving on to our returning panelist, Christelle.
I kind of tried to stick to, like, the game thing, and I actually, because he was associated with Mario at some point, I kind of meshed a little couple things together, hope that's okay. This is the best I could do. Here we go. In Donkey Kong Country, everything is peaceful and normal as usual. He goes to Diddy Kong's house for a day of adventure, but finds Diddy's ruins. Frantically searching, Diddy is nowhere to be found. Suddenly, a giant dinosaur and a flying clown machine lands outside. DK comes out alert yet curious about the scaled stranger. After demanding Bowser tell him where Diddy is, Bowser tosses him a red mushroom. Immediately, DK knows who the culprit is. Mario. Mario and DK have a long history that is far from friendly, and while he had put it to the side, he had been looking for revenge on the mustached man. Bowser propositions DK for an alliance to get rid of Mario once and for all. Unbeknownst to DK, Bowser has also kidnapped Princess Peach, again, and in the wake of the kidnapping, leaves banana peels for Mario to find in her castle. Mario immediately knows who to blame for the kidnapping and races to Donkey Kong Country to fight his old foe and save the princess. In a battle royale of conquest, revenge, and justice, Donkey Kong Country is invaded by Goombas, Koopas, and Baba Bombs, and Mushroom Kingdom becomes an invasion of the apes. DK becomes the ultimate anti-hero in his fight to save Diddy Kong and take vengeance on Mario. There we go. That was it.
That was a thing.
That was awesome.
It was very dynamic. I do have to admit, I'm impressed.
I felt because I don't know any of the other characters besides Donkey and Diddy. I had only seen people play Donkey Kong in passing, so I didn't really get to know the characters like that. So I was like, I know Mario a little better, and I know that they're associated, and that's where Mario kind of got his, you know, big claim to being popular. So I was like, you know, I can still use Donkey Kong, but incorporate Mario. But Mario doesn't necessarily come without Peach and Bowser, because nobody cares about his old girlfriend Pauline. As far as we're concerned, she never existed. So, you know.
And Mario was defeated in part two in Donkey Kong Jr. by Donkey Kong Jr. and somebody else.
That's right, because he kidnapped Donkey Kong.
Yep.
So, you know, that's more than enough reason for revenge, I'm just saying.
And that leaves one last person, the newest person, the person who is probably most scared.
Oh, honey.
And that fills me with a special kind of joy.
I'm not the one who should be afraid.
Oh, my. Snap, snap, snap.
Oh, my. All right, Liz, your turn. 5 minutes on the clock. Ready?
Work with me here. I'm thinking it's 1981. We're looking to open into a new market. We're looking to reach the American market. We have a guy. No, let's not make him a guy. Let's get metaphorical about this. Let's make him an ape. And he's, you know, got a family, life, kid, job, lives a normal life. Until one day, his wife and son disappear. Tries to keep it strong, tries to keep it together, going to work one day, sees this couple. Happy, lovey, dovey, sweet, everything is perfect for them, and it breaks them. Just breaks them. Sees it as the girl. Runs off with her to work, where, of course, she works at a construction site. Where else are you going to put a big gorilla? Takes her to the top. Of course, boyfriend there has got to go after his sweetie pie. That's not going to happen. If I can't be happy, nobody is going to be happy. So, takes the girl up to the top, throws anything out that he can get. And, of course, boyfriend isn't having any of this, comes up to the top, destroys our protagonist, and takes him captive, freeing his girlfriend. We can work with this. We can go with this. There are places we can develop this, because next game, next generation, the wife and son learn of our hero's fate. Well, maybe he's not a hero. Maybe he's a villain. His son comes to rescue him, comes to take him back from this human who took him captive and goes after him. We can use some of the same, what's the word? I just blanked on the word. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Same mechanisms. We can use the construction things as a tie-in, you know, like father, like son. Build this. We can build an entire family, a whole clan. We can work with this in all kinds of directions. I can't read the rest of my handwriting. I got excited. I have bad handwriting.
She was amazing. Bam. I think we can go from there, though.
I think so. It makes a lot of sense what she's saying. She's creating new generations for other games. Or stories, or whatever, you know?
She's rebooting the series, basically.
I'm going back to 1981. What? I was three.
She's making it a family affair.
Now we've entered the next phase. You guys can each go into each other's pitches. Any criticisms you have, bring up now. Any way you want to sell yours, bring it up now.
I happen to like Crystal's very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It was very revenge. And, I'm sorry, Liz, is it?
Yeah.
I thought that, basically she was setting it up so that Donkey Kong would go out on a wild rampage and just start, like, raging.
Yeah, I thought of the evil monkey from Family Guy.
Like,
his wife cheating with another monkey, he became a Jehovah's Witness. I was like, whoa. So, like, I saw the evil, I'm seeing, like, Donkey Kong, like, standing with this girl in top building with the evil monkey face. Like, yeah.
Pointing at people.
I'm mad as heck and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
So you guys really don't have any criticism of each other's work?
I liked Emile's because Emile's was really cool. Like, I didn't really think about doing the whole lab thing. Like, I tried to stay like to the game aesthetic. So, but I also like hers. Because it can be built on, so, you know, I don't know, I'm just, you know.
Except mine doesn't take place in the original game, mine takes place in the Donkey Kong Country universe.
Yeah, that's what I did too, like, I just said Donkey Kong Country, you know, because I was just kind of, you know, let's just make it broad, because I don't particularly know too much about everybody who is in the world, so, but
yeah,
I was like, but I'm
there's so many monkeys in, I mean, Kongs and Donkey Kong. Sorry, primates, before Edwin flames me.
Sorry, yes.
Join us next week when the All Boys podcast returns again.
That's sexist.
I'm not sure where you mean.
Hey, I have a Oscar Mayer wiener, okay? And it has a first name.
I'm sorry, honey, I keep cursing.
Because Oscar Mayer has a name. O-L-O-G-N-S.
We answer to a higher offer.
Wait. So we'll see you next week. Another cast. Another subject. Another chance.
I think we've got that.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
He wasn't in that one. There was another Nintendo cartoon back, like, I guess in, like, early 90s. I think it was called Captain N.
Yeah.
It was, like, that kid that got sucked into, like, the Nintendo world, and he was, like, with Mega Man and was the Metroid character,
oh
Kid Icarus.
God. I remember that, like, vague, horrible memories of, like...
Yes. Actually, Captain N was not... Awesome. It was actually a really good show.
Yeah, like, horrible memories of awesome. Like, why do they take these things away from me? What's on now? It's like, it's garbage on TV. I'm like, ugh, whatever.
Yeah, like, the only weird thing was that Mother Brain, I think it was, the brain from Metroid, I think it was, like, she's voiced by the voice of the plant from Little Shop of Horrors. So,
yes.
Like, she looked like a girl, but she talked like a tranny. So I was like, oh, dear. Like,
oh,
anytime she talks, all you hear is, feed me.
I remember that. I do. My God, I don't know how, but I remember that.
Or if anybody's ever played Dragon Age, Edwin disapproves, minus 12.
Oh, my God, yes.
We should make that a shirt now, Edwin disapproves. We have to put minus 20.
Wait, no, does that mean that if I build up enough relationship points with him, I have to sleep with him?
No, you can just say you like him as a friend. He'll just like his, just make sure to give him enough gifts.
No, let's just hope that he's that one character that's only heterosexual, and then I'll just have that.
He's Alistair. He's totally Alistair.
With somebody else.
And this can totally not go into the episode proper, but it's totally going
after
it.
Edwin is Alistair. That's my new thing now.
I don't know. I kind of see Edwin as more of a Ogryn. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, it's sort of a half and half.
I'm sorry. I play the game. Did anybody else like picture what's her face is Captain Janeway from Voyager instead of the?
Not Flemeth. What the heck was her name?
Flemeth.
Yes.
Flemeth. Thank you. Yes.
Flemeth.
That's because that's her voice actor.
Yeah, I know, but every time she talks, I'm like, yes, Captain Janeway, and I'm like, no, it's not her.
I know.
She also voiced Titania in Gargoyles, which is
funny. Yeah.
What you're telling me is, if I watch this Dragon Age and I see this character, I'm going to want to court-martial her?
No, actually, it's an Xbox game. It's actually the very first Xbox game I ever played and the very first one I ever owned, because I now have an Xbox.
You don't understand.
But she's Janeway.
Yep.
Well, actually,
that game is incredible.
She's Admiral Janeway in the series continuity now.
Huh.
She is Admiral.
That's awesome.
Like, I'm a big Dragon Age fan, so anything Dragon Age, I'm like, say what? Like, you don't understand, Yumiel. I have a plushie of the Mabari and a Nug.
Oh, my God, I totally hate you. Where did you get these things?
I hated me, too, before I had one.
I know you can't
like, the Nug is so cute, and the Mabari is adorable, and he comes with a Mabari Crunch Bar.
Oh, my God.
So, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, this conversation has taken off in a direction I could not have
predicted. We are sorry, folks.